We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
We're anticipating this game tomorrow night, and I'm guessing that multi-millions of people around the country, after their Thanksgiving dinner, are hoping to sit down and watch Steelers-Ravens.
Absolutely, and this is exactly why this game is in primetime. And they know Steelers draw big ratings, and especially when you add them up with the Ravens. I mean, man, this is, you know, a game that everybody is anticipating watching. So hopefully there are no more positive COVID tests and they can get this game in order.
Yeah, absolutely. And how big is the Ravens not getting much practice in this week because of COVID-19 with a big rivalry game like this? I mean, the Ravens are struggling a bit. It's still a big rivalry. Are they going to be amped up?
Yeah, they'll be amped up. And I mean, anytime you have a short week, to be honest with you, you rarely practice. And a lot of it is walkthrough, you know, so you're getting more mental reps than you are physical reps. So this is just the point of the season that everybody typically goes that way. So that part doesn't surprise me. But when you add this Ravens week on top of a short week, man, this is, you know already how physical this game is going to be. And this is why I get excited, because this is the first for one of two times during the season that we say this is Ravens week and we're actually amped up for this game.
Charlie, I told you before, one of my favorite games of all time was when you led the Steelers to a victory and the Ravens turf when they were really on top. And each and every game with these two teams seems to be dramatic in some way, shape, or form. So if they don't have their top two running backs, though, that has to have some effect.
It does. And when just listening to Ben Roethlisberger coming out of the break here, you know, you hear him, no, this is Ravens week, regardless of how wounded they may be. Because in this particular rivalry, you know, anything is expected. And if, you know, the game that you mentioned there in 2012, we were a wounded team going into Baltimore, and a lot of people wrote us off. They were 9-2 at the time. We were 6-5 going into that game. They had a chance that day to actually clinch the division and a playoff spot. We went in there and we won that football game. So the Steelers can't take them lightly. And then Mike Tomlin just kind of reveals the rivalry to the players and say, hey, listen, this game has always been close. And like you heard Ben mention, Harbaugh's team hasn't lost three in a row.
Yeah, this is a rivalry game. But, I mean, a lot of people are writing the Ravens off at this point. Is this their quote-unquote Super Bowl?
Yeah, because their season, quite frankly, is on the line, and they have a lot more to lose than what the Steelers do. They lose this game. I mean, now they can pretty much only guarantee the wild card spot, but they have to now get this particular win in order for them to stay in place. But the Steelers now have an opportunity to say, you want to know what? Let's, sweep our division. Last year, the Ravens swept the Steelers, so now Tomlin gets a chance at revenge. So trust me, it's at the top of Tomlin's mind to make sure he gets this victory.
We're with former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch. Charlie, so much has been made of the fact that the Steelers are perfect with their record, but no team is perfect. They just keep winning. What do you see that's magic about this team that has them at 10-0?
Yeah, they keep winning, and that's what's ticking off a lot of people around the country, because they're winning, but they're not blowing people out. And it's like, well, I mean, you're supposed to win your game regardless of how pretty or how ugly it is, right? That's what the Steelers are doing at this point. So it's just one of those things that, you know, they want that respect nationally, but all you can control is what's on your schedule. So I think the Steelers right now are in really good position, and they're, you know, doing a good job of blocking the outside chatter, just handing them business moving forward.
Charlie Batch, brought to us by the only sports betting app. backed by the number one casino in the state of Pennsylvania, Parx Casino Sportsbook app. And what about the Hall of Fame? It was announced that we have two semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2021. Do you think Alan Faneca and Hines Ward have a chance this year?
Yeah, I'm hoping. I mean, at least one of the two. And the only thing that's kind of, you know, on the is hurting these guys is there are so many Steelers that will be in there next year already. You know, when you talk about Donnie Shell, Troy Polamalu, Bill Cowher, will they add another one in there? And that's unfortunate that some of the voters think that way. Oh, too many Steelers in this year. We'll wait next year. That's the only thing that I think that's harming those guys are getting in. I think Alan Faneca at this point probably has a better shot of Hines only because he would reach the next round higher than what Hines did at this particular point.
Well, good for those guys. I mean, they're both great guys and were amazing players. But you're right. I think there's Steelers fatigue for the sports writers, 48 of them around the country who make those picks, one of which is Ed Bouchette, as you know, Charlie. And he said the same thing that, you know, there's so many Steelers in there. He thinks the other writers are like, we'll skip over these guys.
And that's so unfortunate, right? You're like, man, if you're in it, regardless of how the years stack out and those type of things, it's good for the Hall of Fame because you know during that Hall of Fame weekend, there's going to be tons of Steeler fans. So why wouldn't you put them in when they actually come in during that time? So it's just unfortunate. I'm sad to see it happen, but I'm happy for those guys at least getting to the point of when you get to the semifinal round, man, that is an accomplishment. You just hope that you can continue to move forward in the manner that, like a Bill Cowher has done. And it's just, you know, you're happy because I had a chance to play with both of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Hall of Fame. It doesn't matter what jersey you had on. Did you bring fame to the game? It's a museum, and it shouldn't matter what team you were on. Just because your team was great that, certain people shouldn't be enshrined because they were affiliated with a great franchise.
Correct. And right now, you know, there used to be a time where you had to select a team that you were going in under. So now to take that narrative, they don't do that anymore. All teams that you play for acknowledge that. So that right there should help those guys. But unfortunately, when they've been voting that way for so long, it's hard to get them to change their mind.
Bottom line, Charlie, tomorrow night, Heinz Field, 8:20 on NBC. What do you see happening, Steelers-Ravens?
This is a game I fully expect the Steelers to win. I mean, if you want to watch a complete game, I expect the Steelers to go out and do this on national TV, and hopefully that changes the narrative on how good this team really is. Do it on national TV and let the whole world see it.
Charlie Batch, we're looking forward to the game. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving to you, and continue the great work with the Best of the Batch Foundation.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.